Just days after holding a meeting to discuss North Korean troops in Russia, the UN Security Council has held another meeting on North Korea's test launch of a new intercontinental ballistic missile. The title of the meeting was Non-Proliferation, Democratic People's Republic of Korea. It began with a briefing by Khaled Kiari, Assistant Secretary General of the Department of Political and Peacebuilding Affairs.
The DPRK's launch of yet another ICBM is of serious concern and represents a grave threat to regional stability.
He told the Security Council that since the beginning of 2021, the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, or DPRK, has launched at least 11 ICBMs, with the newest ones setting records for altitude and flight duration. He says the new Hwasong-19 missile may be capable of carrying large or even multiple warheads.
The DPRK's persistent pursuit of nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs in violation of relevant Security Council resolutions continues to undermine the global nuclear disarmament and non-proliferation regime and the Treaty of the Non-Proliferation of Nuclear Weapons that underpins it.
What followed the briefing was what diplomats might call a vigorous exchange of viewpoints.
These recent developments threaten us all.
Robert Wood is the U.S. Alternative Representative for Special Political Affairs. He criticized Russia and China, both permanent members of the Security Council, for blocking action on the issue.
This council has a responsibility to hold the DPRK accountable. Yet we are here again today because two members of this council, China and Russia, have repeatedly shielded the DPRK, contributing to the normalization of these tests and emboldening the DPRK to further violate this council's sanctions and resolutions.
Russia's Deputy Permanent Representative, Anna Estigneva, dismissed the U.S. view as brazen high-handedness and a manifestation of the West's colonial policy in Asia.
Creating a negative information backdrop around Pyongyang and keeping afloat ineffective sanctions measures and justifying aggressive steps by the USA and their allies in the region, these are the real motives of those that requested this meeting.
North Korea's representative to the UN seems to agree on that point.
I resolutely denounce the holding of another unlawful meeting by UN Security Council, infringing upon legitimate sovereign right of the DPRK at the instigation of the United States and its follower.
He showed no signs of North Korea backing down on its missile tests.
We will accelerate and will not let up on build up our nuclear force that can counter any threat presented by hostile nuclear weapon states. There will ever and never be any change in this line.
North Korea is, of course, not a member of the Security Council, but was attending as a guest. The representative of South Korea called its northern neighbor the world's most bizarre dictatorship and said North Korea is not concerned with security, but with the survival of a family dynasty. And he condemned the recent missile launch.
Its intention could be to distract the world's attention from its troops in Russia, demonstrate themselves as larger than life, or gain diplomatic leverage amid the U.S. presidential election. Regardless of the intention, it was clearly an attempt to advance its missile technology, which makes the launch another flagrant violation of multiple Security Council resolutions.
Other than China and Russia, most of the other Security Council members criticized the missile launch. The United Kingdom's representative called North Korea's action a clear threat to global peace and security. Switzerland talked about upholding the nuclear taboo. Japan called the launch the gravest threat to the region. France's representative, speaking to a translator, called for denuclearization and prioritizing people ahead of nukes.
Strengthening the North Korean ballistic and nuclear programs is a threat to the stability of the North Korean peninsula. It weakens the international non-proliferation regime and it undermines international peace and security, and nobody needs that.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.